This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
The Federal Reserve will announce its latest interest rate moves tomorrow. Why another big hike is likely in the cards.
The idea here is, if you can get rid of this inflation now, and it may require an increase in joblessness, you can hopefully forestall even more pain later.
And why the GOP is preparing to challenge the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness. Plus, how one beauty company keeps its prices pocket-sized. It's Tuesday, September 20th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for Anne-Marie Fertoli. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Stocks tumbled today as the Federal Reserve began its two-day meeting ahead of expectations of more rate increases. The S&P fell 1.1%. The Dow and the Nasdaq were each down nearly 1%. Here's The Wall Street Journal's markets reporter, Matt Grossman.
Most traders expect that the Fed is going to raise interest rates to at least 3%, which would be a really drastic change from where we were at the start of the year when rates were at zero. So that's been a lot for markets to absorb, and stock prices have fallen quite a bit. We're also expecting guidance from the Fed about where rates are going to go for the rest of this year and into 2023. And the anxiety around that has a lot of investors worried that the market still has farther to fall.
We'll have more on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's thinking on inflation and his historical inspiration later in the program. Republican opponents are getting ready for a legal challenge to President Biden's executive action forgiving up to $20,000 of debt for most of the 40 million people with student loan debts. Hundreds of billions of dollars are at stake. Republican members of Congress and GOP state attorneys general say they will argue the federal government doesn't have the authority to cancel loans on such a large scale. They can't take action until after the administration makes a formal move to wipe out balances. That could happen in early October, setting up a legal showdown weeks before the midterm elections. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are facing calls to abandon plans for a new merchant code that would specifically identify purchases made at firearm retailers. They had previously been categorized more broadly as specialty retailers or durable goods sellers. Gun control advocates had pushed for the code, which they said could help identify suspicious gun sales. In a letter seen by the Wall Street Journal today, Republican attorneys general of 24 states said the credit card company's plan could lead to a misuse of consumer data and unfairly singled out law-abiding sellers and buyers. Five Hertz customers are suing the company for allegedly causing them to be wrongfully arrested for car theft. In a lawsuit filed in Delaware Superior Court, the five say police stopped them for driving rented cars Hertz incorrectly reported as stolen. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say Hertz has had at least 300 such cases since 2015, and the problems continued even after Hertz emerged from bankruptcy in 2021. Hertz didn't immediately provide comment today. Meanwhile, the company has agreed to buy up to 175,000 electric vehicles from General Motors. Hertz says it plans for a quarter of its fleet to be electric by the end of 2024. It's the latest example of rental car companies leaning into EVs as a way to differentiate their fleets. We report exclusively that Gap is cutting 500 corporate jobs. According to people familiar with the matter, the jobs are mainly at Gap's offices in San Francisco and New York, as well as in Asia. Gap has seen years of slumping sales at its flagship chain and at Old Navy. Last week, Gap said it was ending a partnership with Kanye West to make clothes under the Yeezy Gap label. The cuts at Gap follow layoffs at other retailers, including Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Stitch Fix, as inflation cuts into consumer budgets for non-essentials. And audio streaming giant Spotify says it's adding 300,000 audiobooks to its inventory starting today as it aims to expand past music and podcasts. Spotify says the catalog will include titles from both independent authors and major publishers and will be available on a pay-per-download basis. In June, Spotify bought global audiobook distributor Findaway, giving it ammunition to compete with Amazon's Audible, which offers 760,000 audiobooks and other content as part of a subscription service. A quick note, Dow Jones, the publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Gimlet Media, which is a unit of Spotify. Coming up, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will announce the Fed's latest interest rate moves tomorrow. It's trying to cut down inflation, and Powell's taking strategies from a predecessor's playbook. We'll talk about what's driving Powell's decisions after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
The Federal Reserve has started its two-day meeting in Washington, D.C., and tomorrow we're expecting a big announcement from Chair Jerome Powell on interest rates. Powell has been tightening the screws on the economy all year, trying to slow down inflation that's still above 8%. It's a sharp reversal from the Fed's pandemic stimulus campaign just a year ago, and Powell may be turning to the history books for some guidance. Nick Timiraos is The Wall Street Journal's chief economics correspondent, and he's here now to talk about what's behind Powell's strategy. Hello, Nick.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Powell has the unenviable task of running this nation's central bank at a time of sky-high inflation, but he does have a role model who faced a similar challenge. Tell me about him.
Well, the last time the U.S. had inflation this high was in the early 1980s, and the Fed then was led by Paul Volcker, who took rather dramatic steps to slow down the economy and bring inflation to the low levels that continued really for the last several decades.
Volcker's strategy resulted in 10.8% unemployment. That is super high, the highest since the Great Depression. It doesn't seem like a path that would be pleasant for us to tread. Are we headed in the same direction?
Well, that's exactly right to the first part. It would not be a pleasant path. And the reason it wasn't pleasant in the Fed's view was that inflation was high year after year after year through the 1970s. And so what Jay Powell has been saying lately, he's holding up the Volcker example, not because he wants to have to do exactly what Volcker did tactically in the early 1980s. He's saying if we don't slow down the economy now to bring down inflation and it gets embedded into the economy and you have year after year of high inflation, you actually won't be doing any favors to the economy because then someone else will have to do what Volcker did in 1979, 80, 81, and 82. And so the idea here is if you can get rid of this inflation now, and it may require an increase in joblessness now, you can hopefully forestall even more pain later.
So let's talk about Powell. He's been talking about a soft landing, the idea that he could raise rates without triggering a recession. Does he still use that kind of language?
Powell only talks about a soft landing right now when he's asked about it, usually by lawmakers or reporters. He'll say that that's their goal, that that's their objective, but he's not promising it. He's saying they will do what they need to do to bring down inflation. If that means they get a soft landing, that's great. If it means we have a recession, it seems likely that they will take that as the price of getting inflation down.
Tomorrow, Powell's going to be looking at all the economic indicators and then making a decision on the interest rate. When you look at the recent economic indicators, how do you think they're going to inform Powell's next move?
They are expected to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point, which is what they've done at their last two meetings. But the big question at this meeting will be how high do officials think they're going to need to raise interest rates for the rest of this effort? With another increase of 0.75 percentage point, interest rates would be a little bit above 3%. And the Fed will release projections at this meeting, economic projections that show where all the officials who participate in their meetings think interest rates are likely to go. That could be in the low fours. It could be a little bit higher, maybe a little bit lower. And that will really tell us what their strategy is here, how far they think they have to go. And you can kind of back out from there how fast they think they're going to have to get there.
What are we seeing in terms of inflation numbers or unemployment numbers that might shed some light on where they think this is going?
If Fed officials think that inflation is going to be higher for longer, that would imply higher interest rates, and it would probably weaken the labor market more. So when those projections come out tomorrow, I will be looking at how many officials see unemployment rates creeping up over the next 2 years. They've shown unemployment rates creeping up a little bit in their last set of projections to the low 4% area. Right now, the unemployment rate is at 3.7%. If they were to project unemployment moving closer to 5%, that's the kind of increase in unemployment that you do not traditionally see. You just don't see that outside of a recession. So that would be as close as it gets to Fed officials projecting something recession-like. And that would be an attention getter for me, because it would say officials think they may have to raise interest rates to levels that will create conditions consistent with a recession.
Is anybody seeing some projection for inflation to fall?
That's exactly what officials have been expecting. And the Fed has been looking for the things that went up a lot last year to give them some help this year. The problem right now is that so many other components in the consumer price basket have been rising, and they've been more than offsetting whatever declines are getting. Rents are going up. As wages go up, that increases the cost of everything from haircuts to car repairs to hospital visits. If companies have to pay people more, they're going to try to pass along those increases in the form of higher prices. So that's really the challenge here for the Fed. They think inflation's going to come down. The question is, how much does it come down, and what more does the Fed have to do to slow the economy beyond that? If inflation slows from 6% to, say, the low 3% area, that's a fairly benign outlook for the Fed. If it comes down but only settles out between 4 and 5%, that means the Fed's going to have to raise interest rates quite a bit more.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Nick Timiraos. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, we've talked about the lipstick effect. That occurs during times of financial pressures when consumers splurge on small items to feel better in the short term. Bucking that trend is discount makeup retailer ELF, otherwise known as ELF. They're keeping their prices on some of their cheapest beauty products low, like lipstick for $3, to lure in customers on a budget. Here's our consumer products reporter, Sharon Turlip.
This is a great way to get people in the brand, and particularly younger consumers. So grab them by the fact that these items are just so affordable, people are willing to try them out because they're just so cheap. And then the thinking is that becomes even more important as people face a budget crunch, that having these really cheap items, it's a way to keep people who don't have as much money in the brand and to keep bringing new people in.
And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.